Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining me on this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, today, subject matter of debate are twofold. Debate number one talks about an aspect where the Supreme Court has made a very, very important ruling. It talks about the permanent commission for women in the armed forces, especially the army. The matter for Navy and the Air Force is sub judice, and we are given to understand that the courts will rule on it sometime tomorrow or day after. But have you ever thought about the fact that it's only about 50% of our population that sends its representatives to defend our country? Is it fair? Is it right to think that women can't endure the rigors of battle? They can't perform in close combat or in combat, or they can't perform leadership roles within the armed forces? Till now, women have been serving only short service commissions. That means they enroll for 5 years. Then if they want to serve more, they enroll for another 5 years. And then the final 4-year extension. So the maximum period is of 14 years. So when you are part of a short service commission, you don't rise above a certain level as far as the leadership ranks. You don't get to command a unit. And of course, along with the fact that when you retire, there are no retirement emoluments or benefits despite you dedicating 14 years of your life to the armed forces. Now, there are very many arguments that have been made as far as women and permanent commission for women, some reason or the other. And there were some ways and mid-grounds that were looked at. This year, 332 women have signed on as far as the short service commission into the Indian Army. Let's say the three combat dimensions, the infantry, the artillery, and the armored. So outside of these, there are many other divisions, units, functions wherein women can be enrolled and can be made a part of this permanent commissions, and also they can be given leadership roles. Now, not all men who join the army rise to leadership positions. Similarly, not all women who join the army will rise to leadership positions. This year, there is a batch of 332 people. What about the women who are currently present there? There are many dimensions, but this is all an aspect. So in ordnance, corps of signals, administrative, there are many units, many brigades, garrisons, etc., where women can rise if they perform. It should be directly linked to performance. Secondly, I have been an advocate that the benchmark should not be different. Everybody should be put through the same rigors. Whoever performs, rises. Whoever perishes, exits or continues to perform their duties where they show their ability. Why should there be a different mindset as far as women is concerned? Would you buy this argument that what about women who go on maternity leave? If they get married, they want the same posting or the same where their husbands are. They want to keep the family flock together. Do these arguments actually work? Have you thought about the rise or the time it takes for an entry-level officer or a cadet to actually rise to the ranks to become and get into a position of a brigadier or a major general? These are all aspects to think about. It's somewhere around when you're 38, 40, when you get to a position where you're actually going to command a unit. So are you going to be a mother at 40? How many of them are going to be a mother at 40? Or would you have been a mother already by then and your children studying? And if men can make sacrifices, why can't women? And why can't men adjust with women in forces? It's a mindset thing too. It's about looking at this entire prism differently. It is about changing the way we think. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, women, although perceptively, physically weaker, are stronger emotionally. They can endure more and they can go through the rigors and challenges far better and far more ably than men if they put their mind to it. Because they have the ability. They are the creators. They are the ones that give birth. They are the divine spirit or Shakti, as how it is interpreted. And for all other reasons, why should there be this explanation? The army has had a colonial and a patriarchal mindset, and perhaps sometimes it is required that judgments challenge this. The judges have not said that put them straight into combat. The judges have come out and said, give them the opportunity. Let them prove their mettle And if they are there and they want to opt for a permanent commission, give them that choice, just like you give it to men. Give them the choice, let them take it. Maybe out of 331, only one opts for it, but that one should not be denied a chance. Maybe none opt for it, or maybe 40 opt for it. Whoever opts for it should be given the chance. Kyun? Desh ke liye jazba sirf mardon mein hai. Nahi hai na? But this is also going to impact on ground. Significant changes in attitude, significant changes in how things function, significant considerations logistically and otherwise administratively. Of course, restructuring the entire training courses to train women in command positions and to include that as part of the curriculum when they are taught. The induction via short service commission, but then thereafter the transition into permanent commission. It's historical, ladies and gentlemen. There are counterpoints of view too. I'm sure you want to listen to them. So join me tonight at 7:57. Then, at 8:45, we dive into the video versus video debate on what happened on the 15th of December at the Jamia Millia University campus in the National Capital. Plenty of footage that's been released by the Delhi police, and then the Jamia Coordination Committee has also released counter footage to claim police excesses. But my question to you is very simple. What is Newton's law? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So should you consider only the reaction while discounting the action? Or should you portray the reaction as action? I'm not trying to confuse you or confound you. I'm just asking a question. Because if students had not resorted to violence and run into the campus, did the police who had been standing vigil outside and giving protection to these protesting students for 1.5 or 2 days before the 15th have any reason to enter the campus? Had students not attacked the cops and resorted to violence, would the cops have to enter in and to try and flush out these miscreants? Has there been an explanation given for 700 false ID and fake ID cards of Jamia? Which has been an acceptance or a confession made thereafter? How many Jamia students have actually come forth and said these are the miscreants who created all the ruckus and as a result of which we had to face police action and we will recognize these people and we will identify them, help the cops? How many of them have stood up? The footage itself shows students wearing masks, carrying stones, sitting in the library as if they're studying with closed books or books ulta. Why are they blocking the entrance of the library if they've done nothing wrong? Why are they telling the existing students they're quiet, just keep doing your job or get out of here, but we're going to mix with you, you got to help us out? All that is visible in the video. What's being done? Aap khud sochiye na, college aapne kaha, maine kiya hai. Kabhi college ke andar aur library ke andar aap mask pehen ke, hoodie pehen ke baithe hain, haath mein patthar leke baithe hain? Oh bhai sahab, band kitab se kaun si padhai hoti hai? These are questions that are being asked. But there are also questions to be asked of the cops who entered. If you entered to round up and detain those who were inside the library, why raise your sticks and beat out the damaged college equipment? Why are they beating down CCTV cameras? Breaking down CCTV cameras? They could have just rounded up all of them inside and detained them. They didn't detain them. They just beat them with sticks. Why did they do that? And the claim that was made was they never entered the library, but they are seen entering the library. So there was excess from the cops. Those who committed these excesses, action should be taken against them. But these excesses were a reaction to a certain provocation that happened outside. You can't lob Molotov cocktails, acid bottles, tube lights and stones at cops and then run into the library and say, "Hum toh padhai kar rahe the." अब आप किसी को थप्पड़ मारोगे, कुछ लोग गाल इस तरफ करेंगे, आप दूसरा थप्पड़ मारोगे तो वो भी तो घूम के मारेगा आपको, रिएक्शन तो होगा. बोथ साइड्स आर टू ब्लेम हियर. दैट्स व्हाई द डिबेट विल बी फन. आई विल सी यू टुनाइट.
द राइट स्टैंड विद आनंद नरसिम्हन.